Then Micaiah said, I'm not through. I have something else to say to you that you ought to hear. And he gives a parable. And this is a parable that you could say it's the reducto ad absurdum. It's a preposterous parable, and it's a parable by contrast. And you won't find parables like this until you come to our Lord's teaching as recorded by Luke, like the parable of the unjust judge. God's not an unjust judge. Now will you notice what he says here? This is tremendous. Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. This is verse 19. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, another said on another manner. Isn't that ridiculous? Can you imagine God calling a meeting of the board of directors or the church board to ask them what he's to do in a case like this? God already knows what he's going to do, and he doesn't need the advice. But this is ridiculous. And there came forth a spirit, and one little spirit came up and stood before the Lord and said, I'll persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? Imagine this. God says, my, you smart little fella. I wish I'd thought of it. And he said, I'll go forth, and I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. And he went down, and notice this. This is the nicest way that you can call a bunch of prophets a bunch of liars. He said, I'll go down and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all those prophets. And that's what they've told you. Now, listen to this. But Zedekiah the son of Kenaanah went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord for me to speak unto thee? Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in the day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah, carry him back unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison. Feed him with bread of affliction, with water of affliction, until I come in peace. Micaiah has the last word. He says to him, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he says to Ahab, Ahab, you're not coming back. And if you come back, God hasn't spoken by me. And he says, in view of the fact you won't be coming back, I want the people to witness. Hearken, O people, every one of you, and you'll know that what I've spoken is true.